This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm Wildcat Authority Senior Editor Jason Scheer. And I gotta admit, I did not think I would be talking about what we're going to talk about. I figured that I would be talking about how Arizona beat Washington and USC. In my breakdown, I predicted Arizona to beat USC. I was telling my dad at dinner tonight that I thought Arizona was going to beat USC rather comfortably, and the Oregon matchup would be fun, but here we are. A lot of what you see about the virus and all that is political, or there's a divide about, how serious it is. There's people that are going to tell you it is serious or it's not serious, we're overreacting and all that. And I'm not going to tell you what to believe. That's not my job here. But I'm in a unique position. I'll say that. Reason being, it is my job to cover college athletics for Arizona, and there is no college athletics. Normally this time of year, we'd have the NCAA tournament, Selection Sunday, football teams on spring break, Arizona gets eliminated from the tournament, maybe it kind of carries over a little bit. I don't go to the Pac-12 tournament. I usually send people there. This year was no different. Michael Luke and Ben White were there covering it for us, and I saved my money to go to the NCAA tournament. I look forward to it all year. I'm very into it. I absolutely love going to games. Even if Arizona gets eliminated in the first round, I like the overall environment, the fact that you have people from colleges all over the country rooting for their team. A cool atmosphere, upsets, you get one-on-ones with players, you get to talk to coaches and players you would never talk to, it's a more intimate setting. It's just really, really cool from a fan perspective and from a media perspective. I love it. It is my favorite thing, the selection show. I have people over if I can. I celebrate it. It is a big deal in my personal life. It is a big deal in my work life. Right now, I think the most frustrating, confusing, I don't know how to describe it, but we'll go with both. Frustrating and confusing part for me is here I am supposed to cover Arizona athletics. And again, I don't know what to do. I'm usually pretty good about coming up with story ideas or there's things that I could post, and it's not there. And this isn't like a woe is me story. There's a lot of other people in my position. I was talking to a local writer and I said, what do we do now? And he said he didn't know. ESPN, what do? I mean, they could show old videos. They could update you on the coronavirus every day. But, the NBA is taking 30 days off. There's nothing to update there. NHL, golf, you would assume that a golf tournament would be maybe the only sport where you could play it without fans and without, human contact, and they canceled it. We are in a world where, I'm only 36 years old, but we are in a world with no sports, and it feels really, really strange. And for someone who's life revolves around sports and people wanting to get together and complain about Arizona athletics or sports in general, it's tough. I gotta admit, I took it pretty hard today. again, both work related and personally, because it's just it is a weird situation. And even though we on the board argue a ton, the fact of the matter is that we are together in discussing Arizona athletics. Some of us may like Sean Miller, some of us may hate him, some of us may love Dylan Smith, some of them may be glad he's graduating, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, we are all members of Wildcat Authority and just the Arizona athletic community for a reason, and that is because we care about Arizona athletics. And as sad as it is that we canceled, or we didn't cancel, but as sad as it is that March Madness got canceled, it goes way beyond that. At the end of the day, we're going to get over it. It's going to be really crappy, but we're going to get over it. The people it's tough for and the people that I really feel for are the guys like Stone Gettings, who came to Arizona in order to play in an NCAA tournament. That was his goal. That's why he transferred to play for Sean Miller to make a run at the national title, Pac-12 title, whatever it may be. Max Hazard, same type of deal. Chase Jeter, he could have transferred. People want to know, the coaching staff stood by him. It wasn't always great at Arizona, but he could have left. There were options for him, but he chose to come back after all the crap that people said about him and all the things that happened. There's Dylan Smith, who the coaches adore. I mean, look, he may not be he is a polarizing player, but he is someone that the coaching staff respected and loved for bringing it every single day. And these kids were sitting in a locker room, wherever it may be, a hotel, and someone had to say, "Look, I'm sorry, your career's over." And instead of in their minds mentally, they're saying, "Look, we lose to USC, Oregon, whoever it is, we live to play another day." Instead of them deciding their own fate, it got taken out of their hands. And it's not just them. It's the baseball players. It's the softball team, which was one of Arizona's best softball teams, a national title contender. It's Adia Barnes and her basketball squad, which is, the best team in at least 15 years. They were going to make the tournament. They were going to host games. It's people away from sports. It's my wife's work holding an art festival this weekend and no longer able to hold the art festival because Sarita canceled it. It's people not being able to go on with their normal lives. It's going to Target and seeing people fight each other for toilet paper. It is a completely different world. And here I am talking about sports, and I admit that I wasn't on the boards a lot today because I spent the majority of the day explaining to my anxiety-filled 10-year-old what was going on. Had to take her to Starbucks, sit her down with grandma, and say, "Look, it's going to be okay." And she's a worrywart to begin with, but when she hears adults talking about all this and she goes to stores and people are taking all the groceries and soap, and you can't find hand sanitizer, and she sees on TV that people are dying. It's rough. And I tweeted earlier today, that's something we're not thinking about: March Madness and basketball and college sports. And here I am with a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old and two parents that are older, and one of them at least isn't in great physical shape, and they live here in Tucson with me. It's a situation where, yeah, like, life absolutely sucks, but not to get too poetic here, it ha it it's, if Mick Cronin, actually the UCLA coach, said it best. Sorry to bring him up on an Arizona podcast, but when he met with UCLA and told him the story, their season was over. He said, "Look, you guys are, 20 years old. If this is the worst thing that happens to you, you guys are going to live a great life. Like, if the worst thing that happens to you is that you don't play another two basketball games or whatever, you've done it. You've succeeded in life." And it is a very weird feeling. Again, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to sit here and say it was the right decision or the wrong decision. My opinion has changed by the day. Like, I was a person when it all started that said, this isn't a big deal. Screw this. I'm gonna book my plane tickets. I'm going wherever. And my mother-in-law's telling me it's the end of the world. Like, there's no in between. I'm like, you're stupid. I'm not buying groceries or anything like that. And now it's, the tournament gets canceled. I'm like, well, of course it gets canceled. And Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter night said it. Nothing would have got canceled if Rudy Gobert doesn't test positive. Like, if Rudy Gobert isn't tested, if he's just like, I have a cold, and for whatever reason they don't test him or whatever happens, we're playing games today. Like, I have no doubt in my mind. Maybe it's a bad thing he tested positive in the sense where we could have gotten away with playing games. Maybe it is a good thing. Scott Van Pelt made the case. Look, he may have just, in a way, saved us, from ourselves. That doesn't change the fact, in my opinion, that he's a jerk for what he did to the media and the microphones, but that's a different topic. A frustrating one, but as a reporter, but a different topic. I know I keep saying it's tough, but it really is. Like, I have no idea. And bear with me on Wildcat Authority. I don't know what I'm going to write. I have some quotes and stuff like that. But again, like, we talk about basketball, but spring football's up in the air. The coaches leave town for a few days normally this time of year because the recruiting calendar and all that. Spring break for the players. But the players are going to come back from spring break, and maybe they don't have class. Maybe campus isn't open. Here you are with Kevin Sumlin and company, and new defensive coordinator Paul Rhodes is installing a new defense. Well, if there's no spring football, he's installing that new defense, what, 3 weeks before the first game in a season in which, if Kevin Sumlin doesn't win, he's probably fired. The pressure there becomes crazy. And I'm sure it's frustrating to them. And, we've heard it throughout the day. Chris Mack just released a Twitter statement. He's like, look, I get it. I understand why this is happening. It doesn't mean that I can't be upset about it. And I think that's the key, that we're all upset about it. Like, no one's saying, heck yeah, sports are canceled. No, like, even people that don't like sports are upset that sports are getting canceled because it's part of society. Like, I've never experienced a time in my life where sports were canceled, where Disneyland is closed. Like, if I'm trying to remember, I think Disneyland was closed. I lived in LA. I think Disneyland might have been closed after the Northridge earthquake. I think that might have been the last time it was closed for like a day. And that was years ago. And it's just the fact that here I am recording a podcast at 11 p.m. on Thursday night, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. I know there won't be any basketball games, but beyond that, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to write, but more importantly, I don't know what it's going to bring with the virus and society and closures and all that. Like, my kids ask me, I don't know, do we have school? Is it getting closed? Are grandma and grandpa okay? Et cetera. And you try to be as honest with them as you are, and it's not easy, but you do it. And I know I'm kind of rambling on this podcast about stuff not related to sports, but it's probably the first time all day that I've legitimately talked about it. And it's good that I am talking about it with you guys, whoever is listening to it. I'm going to try to have a lot more of these. I think it's therapeutic for me on a selfish note. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe I'll just talk about video games. I know I'm going to play the hell out of my NBA 2K, and that'll be my NBA. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns, by the way. If you haven't seen it, they are playing their season on 2K, and they're going to stream it on Twitch with, I think they're going to have players play the game, which is pretty cool and a very good PR idea. It's going to be interesting to see if the leagues go away or if they try to do things. But we're going to have more podcasts. I'm going to try to be as available to you guys as I can on the message boards. We're going to answer questions, but the reality of this situation is things are going to take a bit of a backseat. There's no visits. Arizona was going to have a nice visitor list for a spring game. As of now, the spring game on April 4th is up in the air. My gut tells me if it happens, it ain't going to be on April 4th. And I don't think if it happens, I can't see them allowing people into the stadium. It's just, you know, it's not the type of situation where here we are on March 12th and the thing's going to be gone in 2 weeks and be like, oh, cool. This could be, you know, based on what the news says, a month, 2 months. It's flattening the curve, as they call it. I don't expect to get an email on Monday saying, kids are back on Wednesday. Spring football's back. It's not going to be like that. I would be surprised if there's any type of spring football unless somehow they're able to do it in May, or I don't know what they're going to do. We're going to save that for another podcast and talk about transfers and all that. But I guess all I'm trying to say is, you know, we're in this together, as I posted on the message board. It sucks for all of us, but, you know, you find ways to cope. You find things to talk about sports related. You know, it's recruiting face-to-face may be done, but it's crazy to think that no practices, the tournament's over, but these coaches still have jobs to do. They're going to have to recruit. They're going to have to somehow, you know, get a team for next season despite having kids visit or not visit. And does that change the spring calendar? Like a guy like Zaire Williams, is he still going to decide in, you know, the spring calendar? Are they going to switch that around? And there's so much things to discuss. And I think that's what took the NCAA a little bit longer to cancel everything. And that's a different argument that we'll probably get to a podcast later on the week is, should they have canceled it or should they have just postponed it and gone from there and what went into that? So we have a lot to talk about. We're not going to make stuff up, but, you know, there's going to be stuff. I don't think I've ever edited a podcast like this, but go wash your hands. Go kiss your kids. If you don't have kids, you know, kiss your dogs. If you don't have dogs, I don't know, kiss your TV, kiss your computer. Well, don't do that because there's germs. But with that being said, look, guys, I hope everybody stays healthy. I really do, honestly. Not to get too sentimental, but in times like this, I really, truly am honored that you guys have chosen to be a member of the Wildcat Authority community. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. And hopefully the information I provide to you means a lot to you. And the community that you're part of means a lot to you. It definitely means a lot to me. And so I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your family. Stay healthy. And bear down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.